64. Something interesting. Ferb. June 2345, somewhere to galactic north. A reminder popped up in front of me. George's next report was due in a few minutes. I felt a surge of anticipation. His reports had been interesting from day one, and I'd gotten hooked. Somehow, in the 3 years since I'd started receiving George's reports, the decision to turn onto a new heading kept getting put off and put off, until one day I realized the decision had been made. I was getting closer to him, since he was stopping at the occasional star system to survey it, whereas I was just marathoning it, accelerating constantly. It would still be a while before I'd catch him, but the closing gap meant I was getting reports at twice the rate he was putting them out. Interestingly, they'd been getting less touristy and more technical the last couple of weeks. Something seemed to be bugging him, but in typical Bob fashion, he wasn't going to say anything specific until he had all his ducks in a row. Maybe today there'd be a reveal of some kind. I busied myself, setting up a tray of snacks and drinks. The reports required a ceremony of sorts to prepare myself. Little sandwiches, chocolates, some cheesecake. I had to admit the templates were getting better and better as more ex-humans got involved in post-life cuisine. Finally, the moment arrived. I settled back with a smile as George's standard lead-in played. Then he got right into the meat, and it appeared he was ready to talk about his results. Oh, I sat back, my jaw almost unhinging as I worked through the ramifications. George's conclusion was interesting, and not good interesting either. Bill was definitely going to want to hear about this. Unfortunately, at my speed, I couldn't sustain a VR session, but an email would be fine.